This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports.
This is Bradford Owls High School Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM. WESB, Bradford.
Good evening and welcome to the Owls Nest, where tonight your Bradford Owls boys will take on the DuBois Beavers in a D9 league matchup. James Patrick along with Brian Piscatelli. What do you got tonight, Brian, for the keys to the game?
Well, I mean, you know, back a month ago, you know, Bradford went to DuBois and they fell, 46-32. They didn't play well offensively that game. So it's really going to have to be, the key is the offensive side. But we're going to have to cut away here for the national anthem. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick alongside Brian Piscatelli. The pep band's in the house tonight. Brian, we've got a real nice crowd.
Yeah, that was a very nice rendition of the national anthem. But, you know, just getting back to the keys here, you know, as I mentioned, you know, about a month ago, you know, Bradford traveled to DuBois. We fell 46-32. You know, the Owls struggled offensively in that game. But in that past month, you know, the Owls have seen a lot. You know, they've improved a lot offensively. You know, looking back to, you know, senior night last Friday night against Port Allegheny, just a great all-around effort. You know, four full quarters of basketball for the Owls. And, you know, to win this game tonight, that's what they're going to need, you know, is that, you know, four full quarters of effort here.
Yep.
Because this DuBois team, when you look at the starting lineup out here, you know, they're long. They're tall. They're long. You know, so the Owls, I think, will match up okay. But again, we got to play four quarters.
They do. Tonight's starting lineups for DuBois will be Maddox Bennett, Cam Thompson, Aiden West, Rudy Williams, and Tyson Kennis. Starting tonight for your Owls will be Adam Moore, Jake France, Brendan Warner, Chase Weinberg, Talon Reese. Owls get back to their regular starting lineup. So kind of different this year with senior night being with a few home games to go. So this is kind of like senior night number two.
Yeah. And honestly, this is playoff game number one. It's really what this is.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, they're you know, the Owls are hovering around that 500 mark. They only have one win in District 9 league action. But, you know, now we're cycling through and we're going to play these teams a second time. And so this is really, you know, this is really where the playoffs start for the Owls is tonight. You know, and that's how they have to play out the next 2 weeks here is playoff basketball because, you know, they string together some wins here, you know, and that you know, that's just a lot of momentum heading into that District 9 playoffs.
Yep, that would be very nice. So as Brian mentioned, the last game was just a great all-around performance, offensively, defensively. The guys off the bench, everybody had great effort. I do have to commend Port Allegheny, as Gavin and I did that night. They hung in there with a trailing by a lot, and they really fought hard.
They did. You know, they made it a game going into the fourth quarter there. But, you know, now looking ahead here, I mean, you know, the Owls, again, this is a very tall, very long, you know, DuBois team here. So, you know, I'll be curious to see how they match up tonight on the boards here. So the tip's away. Weinberg wins it. That's back to Reese. Reese is over the timeline. Looks like DuBois is, they're going to go man-to-man here. So Reese right wing to France. France dribbles top of the key. Looks like Reese is going to run the point here tonight. They got France out on a wing. So Reese top of the key. He's working down the middle of the lane. He's looking for France. Got him on the left wing. France is going to dribble down the middle of the lane. Shot up, and that's blocked out of bounds. Going to be Owl's ball underneath.
Boy, that quick first step by Jake. Anyways, that quick first step gets him right into the lane there, and he had an opening, but got blocked out of bounds.
Yep, so Owl's inbound. This is going to be inside to Weinberg, a little four-footer, a little strong off the back of the rim, and that's going to be a rebound to Dubois. Dubois going the other way over the timeline. So this looks like West is going to run the point for them. He's going to swing it over to Williams. Williams back up front. Down in the corner to West. He passes up the shot. He drives in. He's shut down by Warner. There's a long three, and that's by Thompson. And so it's 3-0 right away here for Dubois, 1 minute into the game. You know, in that last meeting, Thompson had 11 points, too, against the Owls. So we got a steal coming back the other way, and Dubois is pushing it. That's going to be a and one at the other end. It's going to be a foul on Reese. Is that's number 13, Williams, with a bucket, and he's going to go to the free throw line for one.
Well, a sloppy start for the Owls, and right now down 5-0 rather quickly. Rudy Williams going to shoot one from the free throw line here. And he's in and out.
No good.
That's, Weinberg with a rebound.
Rebound by Weinberg over to Ward. Ward pushes it. This is going to be Reese, kicks it out to Warner. He's going to take a three, and that's no good. Off the back of the rim, Weinberg's in there fighting, and he's going to get tied up, and it's going to be Dubois' ball on the possession arrow.
Yep. Good hustle by Chase, as always, on the boards, but he got tied up there, and possession goes over to Dubois.
6:37, first quarter here. Again, 5-0 Dubois. Owls pick up three-quarter court man-to-man defense as Dubois gets it over the timeline. They swing it around the outside. That's West in the corner. He's going to take a three. That's no good. Dubois with a rebound back up and in, and that's Bennett for two. 7 quick points here for Dubois. And Bennett, you know, he had 17 points against the Owls last go around here. Yeah. So, you know, Bennett and Williams seems to be the guys. And that's going to be a pass inside to Weinberg, and he's fouled. And that's going to be on number 5, his first, team second. Owls ball underneath, again, trailing 7-0 here, 6:13 on the clock. France to inbound. He hits Reese. Reese passes up to three. He's going to dribble to the top of the key, set up the offense here. Dubois still playing man-to-man. Reese inside the three-point line. Gives up the dribble over to Warner, right wing. Warner takes a look inside. He's got nothing. He's going to penetrate. Kicks it to Weinberg in the corner. Weinberg inside. Over to France for a three. That's no good off the back of the rim. That's Dubois with a rebound heading the other way. One thing, Dubois looks like they want to push it, Rogue, and that's a very long three by number 0, Bennett. And that's 10 quick points there for Dubois, and that's timeout Owls. So we'll take a timeout as well. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsons, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick alongside Brian Piscatelli. The Owls are going to inbound it here coming out of the timeout. They've been, shocked with a quick 10-0 run here by Dubois.
Yeah, definitely not the start we wanted to see here. I mean, Dubois, they came out, you know, they've hit a couple long shots. And, Bradford's had some good looks, but nothing's been able to fall right now for him. So that's France, top of the key. That's another three. That's no good. That's Reese inside with a strong rebound. He goes up, and he's going to be fouled, and he's going to shoot two here. That's two on Thompson.
That is two quick ones on Cam Thompson for Dubois. And immediately they're going to go to Noah Farrell off the bench, Dubois is. Reese is going to be here shooting two, try to get the Owls on the board. First one's up. Count it. And in comes Noah Farrell for Cam Thompson with the two quick fouls. 5:20 to go. 10-1, your Owls trail.
You know, one thing they do, they're subbing size for size. I mean, the guys off the bench are just as tall as the guys on the court here for the Dubois. And that's a miss. But then Weinberg with a rebound, he puts it back up, and he's fouled. He's going to go to the line and shoot, too.
And that's two fouls on Kennis as well, their other big man inside. So he's going to also take a seat.
And here comes some more size.
Yep, and Weinberg's going to shoot two. First one's in. So great. Great offensive rebound there by Chase, and the putback got fouled. So two Beavers in trouble, foul trouble early. Second one's off the mark in there.
Oh, that was Warner in their battle.
Warner,
he almost had that rebound.
Offensive board.
Yep. So, you know, we left a few points in the board there. We went 2 for 4 in that little stanza from the three-point line. But Dubois quickly back the other way, and they're fouled, and they're going to go to the line. And that's going to be West. He was cutting down the middle of the lane. Looks like they're going to get that one on
Brendan Warner.
Warner.
Yep. His first, the team second. So the Owls will be shooting, actually, on the next Dubois foul. And there's 5 minutes left in the quarter. The first free throw is up and good by Aiden West.
Yeah.
It's hard not to say Adam West.
Yeah, Batman.
Us old guys.
Yeah. Yep.
Second free throw's off the mark, rebounded by Warner.
So that's three straight, two free throws by two by Bradford and one by Dubois where they only make the front end. So now we got Weinberg inside. He kicks it out to Reese at the offensive end. Reese takes a look and come off of a Weinberg screen. He's in a little bit of trouble inside to Ward. Kicks it to the corner for France. Nice pump fake shot is good. That gets Jake on the board.
Real
and
nice
there's
move.
Two.
Got his guy in the air and just did a little step around him and a jumper.
Yep, 11-4. Owls trail with 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. We got Dubois back at the offensive end. Again, the Owls in their customary man-to-man D. The Owls are very quick off the or the Dubois Beavers are very quick off the dribble. There's a steal by Adam Ward going the other way. He's got Weinberg if he wants him. He doesn't. He pulls it back out top to Warner. He's going to take a long three, and that's no good off the back of the rim. Dubois with a long rebound, and we're going to go back the other way.
That one might have brought the house down, Brian.
Yeah, he was about 5 feet from the outside of that three-point line, top of the key. So Bennett gets it over the timeline. It's going to be over to Williams. Williams takes a look. That's a long cross-court pass to West. West drives inside. A nice little pass inside. And that's going to be Corley. And that's 13-4, Dubois. Owls quickly back the other way. That's Reese with about a six-footer. That's no good. But the Owls are, you know, outside of those free throws, they're one and done at the offensive end. No offensive boards. Dubois back inside. That's up and no good. And that's Ward again, Mr. Hustle.
Yep.
That guy, he is just Mr. Intangible. He's all over the court, both offensively and defensively. He gets that rebound. Reese throws it into Weinberg. It's tipped out of bounds, and it's going to be Owls' ball underneath.
Owls look tired right now. A lot of them hands on the hips.
Yeah, I mean, Dubois just running up and down the court. You know, they got some subs in there because they got guys in foul trouble. And the Owls are a little bit shell-shocked right now, trying to settle into the game. This is Warner inside to Weinberg, and he's blocked by Bennett.
Nice feed.
And then he gets the steal and up and in, and that's good.
So Chase had it stolen from him, and he stole it right back and laid it in.
Yeah, that was a nice play. Oh, and I thought Reese was going to have that steal at the top of the key, but it comes back to Dubois. This is Bennett and West playing a little two-man game up top. You know, Bennett, he's probably the tallest guy out there, but he can really handle the ball. And that's going to be a long three, and he's fouled, and it's good. He's fouled by Ward, and that's about he was about 4 foot behind the three-point line. And it's good.
Yeah, he's going to have a chance for a four-point play. The Owls have woken up here, both offensively and defensively, but...
Bennett, that's his second three of the game, and now he's at the line looking for a four-point play, and that's good. I believe that he is the coach's son.
Okay.
I believe. The coach is also Bennett. I believe that's his son out there playing. So typically coach's sons are very good shooters. Okay.
They are. They start rather young.
They spend a lot of time in the gym. Obviously he's already on the board with 9 points alone. So it's 17-6, 2:30 to go. We got France Over to Warner, and that's a little bit of a turnover as it was off Warner's hands in the corner, out of bounds. Dubois going to come back the other way.
Thompson has checked into the game for Dubois with his two fouls.
Yeah, it's surprising. I mean, you know, you would think he'd wait till the quarter, especially up 17-6 here on the Owls. All right, Dubois back the other way. They drive. That's shut down. That's going to be another long three, and that's good. And that's number five, Thompson. That's his second three. So they made 4 3-pointers. And now it's 20.
Nice pass 20 inside. France dishes inside to Weinberg, who does a turnaround layup.
Yep, so now we're 20-8. And, you know, Weinberg's got five. We got Dubois back the other way. Again, Owls man-to-man. You know, just a tough start here right now for the Owls. We talked about trying to play four quarters, almost a steal by France. You know, so they're going to have to settle in here. They got down 12 here with 2 minutes to go in the first. So we got West top of the key. He's guarded by Warner.
Good defense this time by the Owls.
And there's another three. That's no good. And that's going to be a nice, strong rebound by Weinberg on the backside. We got France coming the other way. France top of the key. He's looking inside. He's shut down. Inside to Weinberg. Weinberg backdoor pass to Ward. That's up and no good. Ward tried to go up and under there, yeah. And just a little bit too strong off the board.
He was too far under there. Nice hands by Talon Reese creates a turnover.
Yep, we got Warner coming back the other way. Gives it to Reese. He's going to give it a little runner. That's good. So that's three for Reese. Cuts that lead to 20-10 here with a minute to go. So we got Thompson top of the key. He's going to swing it left. Looking inside for West. West is blocked. Oh, okay, it's a foul on Reese.
It's going to be a second on Reese, and Armstrong have been waiting to check into the game for your house.
Yeah, unsure who he was going in for, but I got to believe Reese is coming out. We also got Stark coming in.
Yeah, Wyatt's coming in. First free throw's up, and no good. Reese is going to take a seat as well as Warner for the last 54 seconds here in the first.
Yeah, you mentioned I was a little bit gassed there, so they gotta catch your breath here with a minute, then the break between quarters. West, no good. That's another strong rebound by Weinberg. Both teams are struggling from the free throw line tonight. So under a minute to go, Owls down 20-10. Inside, that's going to be stolen by Dubois. France was looking for Weinberg. Dubois coming back the other way, top of the key to West. He takes a three. That's no good. That's another rebound by Weinberg. That's about five rebounds for Weinberg so far here in the first quarter. So we got France top of key through his legs. Over to back over to Stark. Back to France. Over to Ward. Playing a little bit of a three-man game. It looks like Dubois kind of, I can't tell here, Rogue. Looks like they're in a matchup 2-3 zone now. They switched out of that with some of the foul trouble.
Yes, they are, Brian. Yep.
Yeah, so it's kind of like the Syracuse 2-3 matchup zone they're playing here. And I don't think the Owls recognized it. Now here's another steal. You know, so there's 3 seconds, two, not going to get the shot off. Maybe he is. All right, they are going to count it. All right, they are going to count that, and that's going to be 23-10 at the end of the first quarter with Bennett hitting his third three of the quarter. So we'll be back in a moment. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. Your Bradford Owls trail at the end of the first quarter, 23-10. Right there at the buzzer, Maddox Bennett hit a somewhat controlled, somewhat desperation three that went in off the backboard. So he's got 12 points already, Brian.
Yeah, he's got three threes, including that one at the buzzer. I mean, he was going left and kind of, you know, it was kind of a running three-pointer, like you said, off the buzzer, off the backboard and in at the buzzer. You know, that just all that did was fire up this Dubois bench that was already fired up here. Now it's a 23-10 hole here for the Owls. So
the Owls have been, you know, the just maybe a pass that's not quite crisp and it gets taken away. I mean, just a little off.
Well, we mentioned how long Dubois is. They're very long. You know, they're tall, they're long arms, and now they've packed into this matchup 2-3 zone, and the Owls are struggling here trying to work this ball around. You know, it's almost like, you know, there we go. We got it in the middle of the zone. That's where I was just going to talk about. Just get the ball to the middle of the zone and good things can happen. They get it to Weinberg. Weinberg underneath, he's shut down, and it's going to be a turnover. It's going to be Dubois' ball going the other way.
Dribbled it off his foot. Armstrong's going to come out. Warner's going to come back into the game.
Yeah, so, you know, the Owls are going to have to settle in here offensively. You know, we talked about only putting up 32 points in Dubois. You know, they only got 10 on the board here in the first quarter to Dubois' 23. So Bradford's still in man-to-man. Dubois gets the ball inside. That's Reese battling. That's a little give-and-go inside, and that's going to be Thompson. He kicks it back up top to Williams. Williams takes a look. He's guarded by France. He gets him on the dribble. That's going to be Kennis inside. No good. Tipped around. That's Weinberg. Weinberg has, you know, about six rebounds, and that's going to be another turnover for the Owls. Owls were looking to push. Weinberg sent it up court to Reese, who then sent it up to France, but it was just a little bit too far ahead of him.
Yeah, if you know Owls basketball, you know how quick Jake France is. That kid from Dubois just went right around him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm impressed with what the Dubois, with this Dubois Beaver team. You know, they're tall. They can all shoot. And there's another long three by Bennett off the front of the rim, and that kid is not afraid to shoot the ball. But then again, side, that's going to be number four, Farrell. He gets on the board for two, and now it's 25-10, Dubois.
Reese. That's
Reese, long three, no good. Dubois with a rebound. Ward fighting inside, but Dubois is pushing. You know, they had three guys down court before Bradford had anybody, and that's going to be a foul. Looks like maybe on Warner or Weinberg. It's going to be one of the two.
Weinberg, that's going to be his first.
Yep.
And that's going to put Kennis, Tyson Kennis, at the line for Dubois. Currently a 25-10 lead for the Beavers. And that one's off the mark, as both teams continue to struggle from the line.
You know, that's five free throws that Dubois missed already in this game.
Second free throw is up and off the mark.
Make it six.
Weinberg with a rebound. The Owls are pushing again.
I mean, the Owls may want to consider fouling, okay, and send them to the line. I mean, you know, they're shooting the three-point at a higher percentage than they're shooting from the free throw line. So you may want to consider sending them to the line and just take your chances there. So it's going to be Dubois' ball coming back.
Jake dribbled that off his knee. He's pretty frustrated right now. They all are.
Well, they all are. It's just not the start that they wanted. I mean, they played so well Friday night against Port Allegheny here in the Owl's Nest. And, you know, now they're just kind of shell-shocked. As I mentioned, you know, it's 25-10 with 5:45 to go here in the first half. So Owls back, man-to-man. That's going to be a long three, and that's good again. And that's Thompson. That's his third three. So Thompson has three. Bennett has three three-pointers for six total three-pointers here, and it's 28-10.
This is bringing back some bad memories of the Otto Eldred game last year that had 16 threes against us.
Yeah, so that's a long three by Warner. Ward with a rebound inside to Weinberg, and he puts it back up, and that's two more for Weinberg.
Chase is up to 7 points now.
So it's 28-17 with five to go here in the first half. Or to 12, excuse me. I'm trying to give the Owls some extra points that they really need.
We'll take them.
Yeah. So it's going to be Dubois' ball is knocked out by the Owls. Dubois' ball on the side. They inbound. Top of the key, that's Thompson. Thompson guarded by Ward. Ward kicks it over to Bennett. That's a long three, no good. So Bennett's missed his last two threes after hitting his first three. That's France in the corner, down to Warner. Back to France. Still in this matchup, 2-3 zone. Weinberg, they kick it around. That's Reese with an open look. That's in and out, no good. Ward fighting inside. Dubois with a rebound. Dubois coming back the other way. That's going to be Bennett again. And that ball's knocked away by the Owls and is stolen by Weinberg. And it's going to be a full timeout here by Coach Bernardi. So we'll be back in a moment. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsons, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick along with Brian Piscatelli tonight. The Owls just called a, they got a rebound, and Coach Bernardi called a quick timeout. They just need to regroup. They're trailing by 16 here in the halfway through the second quarter, roughly.
Yeah, and it's just that it's just the 3-point line here is making and breaking the game for the Owls. I mean,
I don't disagree with what you said about the free throws. they're terrible from the line.
Yeah, I mean, so that 3-point line though for Dubois, they've made six, and we've made zero. Okay, and we've shot about six 3-pointers. We made zero. So that's why I'm thinking here, you know, let's send them to the line. You know, they're shooting about 20% from the free throw line. So now Dubois pulled it out. Now they're actually trapping out of this 2-3 zone as Yao's working around. That's Weinberg on the wing, kicks it back up to France. France takes a look. He's going to get a screen by Warner. And again, there's a trap. France struggles with it inside to Warner. Warner up and good.
I'll tell you, that was good ball movement by the Owls, but tenacious defense by Dubois.
Yeah, I mean, off that trap, France had a nice cross-court pass to Reese. Reese inside quickly to Warner, and he was up and in, and that was good. So we got Dubois back, another three. That's off the back of the rim, no good, but Dubois with a rebound, and they kick it out for another three, no good. And that's Reese battling inside off of Reese, and it's going to be Dubois' ball. So, you know, maybe Dubois has cooled off a little bit here. But here comes the shooter back into game, Bennett.
Here comes our leading scorer after they missed two that time down.
Yeah, so we'll see what Bennett brings here. So it's going to be Dubois' ball underneath, Bradford and man-to-man. Again, we got Warner, Reese, Weinberg, Ward, and France on the court for the Owls, the starting five. Dubois inside in the corner. That's going to be wing guard, and he takes a shot up, and he's fouled.
That's going to be the second foul on Adam Ward and the second team foul on the Owls here in a second. Who is it? Wingard.
Wingard at the line.
Wingard is going to shoot two. First one's up.
No good.
No good.
I like the strategy. Put him at the free throw line.
That's crazy, but it would be working right now if we were.
I know that they're not intentionally doing that, but there's two misses right off the free throw line. But unfortunately, Dubois gets the rebound, and then that's going to be a long three by Bennett, and that's a long rebound by Ward. So that, unfortunately, that's what happens. When you take a long three and you miss, typically that's going to be a long rebound, and Dubois was able to run that one back down. Usually the offense gets those long rebounds. So that's going to be Dubois with a runner inside. No good. Ward with the rebound, and we're pushing back the other way. That's going to be a great, great fast break there as we went Warner, France, Ward, and Weinberg in for the basket.
That last time down court, Dubois had five attempts. So you can't do that and catch up. So
yep. Another rebound off a defensive board here by Warner, and the Owls are chipping back into this. It's 28-16 here with 2 minutes to go. And this is a little bit of a 6-0 run for the Owls. France inside, make an 8-0 run.
Nice move by Jake. That quick first step, if he can get that, he'll be right down the lane.
So Owls down 10. You know, at one point they were down. It's going to be a Dubois timeout, 30-second timeout. So this is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick along with Brian Piscatelli. 2:32 to go in the first half. Owls trail 28-18, but they're on a bit of a run here.
Yeah, 8-0 run. It was 28-10. 23-10 end of the first quarter. Five quick points there by Dubois. Ran it up to 28-10 here in the second quarter. And now 8-0 run by the Owls. And now we're, it's down 10, 28-18. If they could get this to 5, at half, I think we'd be sitting pretty comfortably after that start that the Dubois had. And there's it was almost a steal by Reese inside. We both got a little bit excited there because it was a great defensive play, but he was just on the end line out of bounds. So Dubois is going to inbound. That's going to be a foul on Ward. That's his third, I believe.
Yeah, there's going to be three on Adam. He'll have to come out.
So Kenneth is going to go to the line. He's 0-2 from the free throw line so far.
Marcus Twiller is going to check in for Adam Ward. Three fouls here in the first half for Adam. First free throw by Kenneth.
So that breaks that streak.
Is good.
But I still like my chances putting them at the line. Here comes the second. That one's good. So that's two more. So it's 30-18. Dubois here with just over two to go. This is France in the corner. He looks it for the three, doesn't take it. I'll swing it around. That's going to be Twilliger for a three. That's off the back of the rim. No good. Dubois with a rebound. The problem right now is, Bradford's getting some good looks against this zone as they take it around the three-point line, but we don't have anybody inside rebounding. There's going to be a long three by Dubois, in and out, no good. Strong rebound by Reese coming back the other way. He's over the timeline. Reese takes a look. That's going to be Twilliger again. He passes it up. Same shot that he just took over to France. Warner, right wing, looking inside for Weinberg. Nothing there. Back up top. Swinging it for France. He's going to back it out. Owls are going to slow it down here. Minute 30 to go here before half. Down 12, 30-18. France up top. Looking for Warner. Now they got Reese in the corner. He's going to take a three. Good. Three-pointer for Reese.
Good patience and good ball movement by the Owls, and now they're within nine.
And that's the first three-pointer for the Owls. Then Dubois quickly back the other way, and that's going to be Kenneth with two more for him. 32-21, but it's hard to believe with a minute to go in the first half, that's the first three made by the Owls. So we got France top of the key. He's going to take a three. That's no good. Rebound. Warner ties him up. It's going to be Owls ball, I believe.
No.
Nope. Oh, no. We had it at the quarter, so now it's going to be come back the other way.
Nasir Armstrong's going to check in for Jake France, get him the last minute of the half here off. Jake's been in there the whole time, and they're a bit winded.
Yeah, so we got Dubois going right down the middle of the lane. That runner's up, no good. That's going to be a nice, strong putback again by Kenneth.
I'll tell you, Brian, he rebounded that. He was almost touching the rim.
He was. He was. And so that's a 6-0 run by Kenneth alone right there. So it's 34-21. Owls look up top. That's going to be Armstrong. He's looking cross-court pass all the way over to Twilliger. Back in the corner. That's Armstrong. That three strong. No good. Weinberg with a rebound. Up and in. Nice half here by Weinberg.
Yeah, Chase got that back up. Good hustle. 17 seconds to go. Dubois will hold it for one.
Yep. Got to play smart, tough D here for the Owls. So we got Thompson up top. He's guarded by Twilliger. Passes them off to Weinberg. Over to West in the corner. I'm sure they're looking for Bennett to get a shot, but instead, that's a rebound by Weinberg, and that's it. So end of the first half here. Owls trail by 11, 34-23. We'll tally up some stats. We'll be back in a few to review the first half and preview the second half here. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
It's
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Your JV Owls won again, 37-32, and once again, I believe they only have three losses on the season, so the JV program, good stuff for the future.
Yeah, you know, recapping that first half there, you know, it was 23-10 after the first quarter. Okay, so much better effort there in the second quarter for the Owls, you know, as we're sitting at 34-23. You know, Dubois, you know, they were led by Bennett in the first half. He had three threes, and he hit that one three-pointer at the end of the first quarter at the buzzer. Farrell had two. Thompson, three threes with nine. West, one of four from the free throw line with one. Williams, 2 points. Corley had 2 points, and then Kenneth had six, as Kenneth kind of had that 6-0 run there at the end of the second quarter there for Dubois. Leading the way for the Owls with a nice, very nice first half is Weinberg with 11. France has four, Warner has two, and Reese has six. That gets you to 23. You know, it was just a strong start by Dubois. Bradford settled in. You know, we got to chisel away. We got to get this down to 5, 4, 5, 6 points going into fourth quarter to really have a chance.
Yeah, to only be down 11 right now, the way the game has looked, had Dubois been able to shoot a free throw, we'd be down 30.
Right, right.
So, you know, the Owls will come out of the locker room with effort. They always do. Coach Minardi usually has good halftime messages for the.
Yeah, you know, we've seen the Owls come out of the locker room and perform well, and here they come out now, you know. So, you know, I think it was short and sweet, maybe not sweet, but short, you know, here by Coach Bernardi. But again, you know, the Owls, they just got to keep their head up. They got to settle into the game here and, you know, just play their game, you know, play their game. You know, some shots didn't fall. On their side, and some fell on Dubois' side. So, you know, maybe the tide will turn here in the second half, and, you know, we can be the one making those shots.
Yeah, so far for your Owls, Adam Ward's the only person in foul trouble tonight with three fouls in the first half. And Talon Reese says, too. I said that a little extra loud, folks, so he could hear me.
I think he knows. So we got about 3 minutes to go here in the half, you know, so we'll we're going to keep going for a little while here.
We are.
Okay. Yep. We're going to go here for another minute and a half. But again, you know, we talked at the beginning here about this kind of being a playoff game for the Owls. And, you know, they really got to string together some wins over the next couple weeks. And it's a tough schedule. You know, you got Dubois, obviously, right in front of us here. I think we got to play Brookville again.
Punxsey.
We got to play at ECC, yep. You know. And, you know, some strong teams here. You know, we're 1-1 against St. Mary's. It'd be nice to go 1-1 against all of them.
Yep.
You know, get to that 500 mark somehow in this District 9 league. And, you know, get a good seed in the playoffs and make a little bit of a run. You know, it would be nice for these seniors. They've been playing together for a long time, and you know, it would be nice to hang another District 9 banner here in the Owl's Nest.
It would, Brian. It's been a while.
We're almost out of time here in the halftime show. So we're going to kick it back to the station. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back. We're just about to start the second half. The Owls are going to have the ball. They trail 34-23. Looks like your original five starters for both teams are out there.
Yep. So Dubois are back. Now they're going back, looks like, maybe to man-to-man here. Owls are trying to figure it out. They're standing in what would look like the 2-3, but I think they're matching up man, and they are. Okay, so we got Ward left wing over to Weinberg. Weinberg takes a look. Weinberg's going to go baseline, kicks it out to Warner. Warner for three, no good off the back of the rim. That's going to be a Dubois rebound. So the Owls got a nice look, nice little play there. Just didn't nail the shot. So we got Dubois back the other way. That's going to be West, top of the key. He's going to swing it to Bennett. Bennett looks to penetrate. He's shut down by Warner. That's going to be Thompson inside for two, and that's 36-23. Dubois with a lead here. So we got Owls back the other way. France up top. He's looking right wing for Ward. He passes him through. France takes a look inside. Doesn't have anything. Kicks it left to Reese. Reese with a fake. Three. He's going to dribble left. He's looking inside. Nothing there either. Warner, top of the key. Back to France. France calling out the play. Looks like he's trying to get somebody back up top for the point guard. Nope. He was looking for Weinberg to set a screen. Weinberg inside. Kicks it out to Ward. Ward over to Reese, inside to Warner. Warner takes a look. Owls being very, very patient here, Rogue.
Yeah, Dubois' defense pretty darn tough as well. Good ball movement right there.
There it is, and that's going to be good for a three-pointer for France. So that cuts the lead to 10, 36-26. Three more for France there. Then we got Dubois quickly the other way, rebound by France. France looks to push. Over the timeline, he looks like he's, I thought he was going to take it himself. He's inside. He is going to take it himself, and that's going to be a foul. Oh, a travel. Nope, they're going to get France with a travel inside.
He was trying to create a shot there, and he did create a shot, but too many steps to get there.
Yeah, he pivoted off of both feet inside. He was guarded by a little bit taller player from Dubois and just didn't have much room to maneuver there. So we got West, top of the key for Dubois. Swings it over. That's Kennis. Kennis looks inside over to West. West to Thompson. Thompson back up top. That's Williams. Williams over to Bennett. Bennett, he'll shoot it from anywhere on this court. He passes it up, and that's going to be Williams inside. Back out top. That's going to be Thompson. Three, no good. Adam Ward runs down the rebound in the corner.
Owls need to get one this time down court.
Yeah, we do. Get it back to eight here if they can. Or seven if we decide to take a three. So we got Reese looking. He's going to drive. Little runner there. And that's going to be a block inside on Bennett.
Cam Thompson, his third. Thompson's third foul. And the team's first. Owls are going to inbound under their own basket.
Yep. So France got the ball. He's looking to inbound, and he's going to get it into Warner. throws back to half court. Warner chases it down. Warner's going to drive. He's shut down over to, well, he's going to fake to France, and he's going to keep going, and he's going to have a little acrobatic shot. Ooh. That's in and out. He was looking for a foul. Nothing going, but that ball was in and out, and now we're back the other way. West, top of the key. That's over to Williams. Williams takes a look back out to West. West is going to drive. That runner's no good, but he gets his own rebound and puts it back in. So that's two more for West. And now it's 38-26 with 4:49 to go here in the third. Weinberg back up top. Little handoff to Warner. Warner takes a look. Still dribbling up top over to France on the white ring. France takes a look. He's going to back out, call out a play, get Reese back up top. Reese has been handling a lot of the point guard duties here tonight. Reese looking for Warner. Nothing there. Got Weinberg over to France. Inside to Weinberg, deflected. It's going to off Weinberg going the other way. Going to be Dubois ball here.
I'll tell you, as one-sided as this has looked or felt, it's an even game since the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's a Dubois turnover right here, Rogue. You know, we apply full court pressure. A little miscommunication by Dubois. You know, the Dubois player zigged, but the problem is he passed it to the zag. So here we go. It's going to be France underneath. A little box, four corners here for the Owls. Inbounds the Ward up top to Reese, swinging around, looking for France in the corner. He gets free inside to Weinberg. Beautiful little play off the front of the rim. No good. Little three-footer missed by Weinberg. Dubois back the other way. That's going to be Bennett for a long three, and that's good. He's been rather quiet. Now he's back into the groove. So it's the 41-26, back up 15 here for Dubois. France stuck inside, kicks it out to Warner. Warner takes a look. He penetrates. A little up and under off the back of the board. No good. A little strong, but he's fouled.
That's going to be Cam Thompson's fourth foul.
Yep. So that's four for him.
He's going to have to come out of the game now. He's their second leading scorer, as well as probably one of their top rebounders.
So Warner, that's good.
First free throw is up and good, and Thompson does come out of the game with four fouls with 3.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. One more free throw here for Warner.
41-27.
It's good.
Okay, 41-28, three to go. Owls with this, full court press. Dubois over the timeline. Inside, kicks out in the corner to Bennett. Jake France flies by him. That's a long three by Bennett. That's a rebound by Dubois. That's West driving inside. He's shut down. Pass, that's going to be a travel or a jump ball, one or the other. It's going to be a jump ball. It's going to remain Dubois' ball here.
Well, good hustle to move the arrow there.
And it was actually very good defense there. Yep. By the Owls there. You know, Bennett did have an open look for a long three. Dubois got the offensive board, but then, you know, we had a couple guys collapse on him. It was Reese and Weinberg, and we got the tie up. Like you said, now we got the possession arrow coming back our way. So we got Dubois top of the key, swinging over. That's Kennis. He's looking inside. Nothing there. West top of the key. Back to Kennis. He's going to dribble drive. Underneath. That's going to be number 13. That's Williams with two, 43-28. Anytime the Owls get a little bit of a run here, Dubois seems to have an answer. That's going to be a steal going the other way as Reese tried to go inside. Owls pushing it, but they come back out, and then Bennett's going to take a long three. That's no good. Rebound, Dubois, and then Reese with a rebound. He's pushing up to Ward. Ward with a layup, and that's good.
Then Adams' first 2 points of the game. He's on the board.
Yeah, so that went Reese, France, Ward. They covered the court very quickly there.
And the ball didn't touch the floor.
No. And that's the way to do it. If you're gonna go, just go with passes. So Dubois, they're gonna back it out. That's Williams up top guy France. He kicks over to West. He's being guarded by Reese. Oh, that's gonna be a no call. It's either gonna be a block or a charge. Kennis inside of the rebound, no good. He keeps battling, and that's going to be a jump ball, Bradford ball, as we had, looks like Reese and Kennis in there battling for the rebound, and it's going to be Reese tie him up. So we got Armstrong in and Warner out. So we got Weinberg, Armstrong, Ward, France, and Reese for the Owls.
Owls trail by 13. Just can't get this thing below 10 right now.
Yeah, we got 2 minutes. We got 2 minutes and a quarter. We got to get it below 10 here. Got to get it down to 7. You know, have a chance, and that was a look inside, just too strong. That was a little pick-and-roll play between a two-man game between Weinberg and France, and just a little bit too high. So Ward almost with a steal. Again, this guy's just hustles all over the court. So Bennett, he shut down along the baseline, and that's an errant pass over there, but Dubois collects it. It's going to be Williams, left wing. He's going to kick it inside, back out to Williams. He fakes the three. Trying to get the ball to West up top. They can't. He's guarded by Ward. So that's Williams. He's running the point. Back over to Williams. Very good defense here by the Owls. That's going to be a long three by Bennett, and that's good. Nice game by Bennett.
Yeah, and he's 5 foot behind the free throw or the three-point line.
Yeah, and he's 6'4". Yeah. So he's tough to defend. He's tall. He's got long arms. He's 6'4", and he can shoot the ball from 30 feet. So we got Reese at the other end. He's looking inside. Another turnover for the Owls. And now we got a 2-on-1 Dubois. And that's Kenneth. He's up against Reese. That's no good. Another jump ball. And that's going to be Ward battling inside. And it's going to be Dubois' ball. 46-30. 16-point deficit here with a minute to go.
Adam Ward's battling with a... That kid has to be 10 inches taller than him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's not, he has no fear. You know, Ward has no fear. And I just love the way he plays. Just 100% all the time. So that's a three-pointer. Well, it's a fake three-pointer. Fake me out. I thought he was going to shoot the three. And that was, Williams. But Dubois pass around the outside. And that's going to be a charge. That's a charge on Farrell. And that was taken by Ward, I believe. Inside, again, we talked about the hustle by Ward. And, you know, those are the type of plays that that really impress, you know, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, just to take that charge inside against a much bigger man, just a great defensive play there by Adam.
Yep, certainly doesn't go on the stat sheet, but it's as anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we got France over the timeline, over to Ward. Ward takes a look inside. That's to Armstrong. Armstrong collects it. He looks to drive. A little up and under. He stopped. That's Weinberg. Weinberg going to take a look inside to Ward, and that's out of bounds. Going to be another turnover for the Owls. It's almost like they just want to make that one extra pass in this quarter, and it really they don't need to. You know, I think Weinberg could have taken that shot on the play before. I think France could have taken that shot. Just have that confidence. I know they're trying to make an 18 footer into a 3 footer, and I get that. But these passes are just a little bit off today, and I think it's got to do with that length of Dubois that's causing that. So we got Williams. So there's 12 seconds here. They're going to go for one. That's over to West. West takes a look. He's down to 5-4. West is driving, and then it's going to be blocked inside by Armstrong, and that's going to be the end of the third quarter, and it's 40-36. Owls down by 16. We'll be back in a moment with fourth quarter action here from the Owls Nest. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick here with Brian Piscatelli. I will be starting the fourth quarter here momentarily. Your Bradford Owls currently trail 46-30. Really at this point, hope the Owls can finish strong.
Yeah, you know, they really had to win that third quarter, and unfortunately they didn't. They got outscored 12-7 there, and we needed it to be 12-7 our way, not 12-7 their way. They just got to finish strong. And one thing, they're playing hard. You know, the shots just aren't falling for him tonight. You know, you look back to Friday night, and, you know, we almost couldn't miss, and now we almost can't make, unfortunately. So here it's going to be Dubois inbounding. That's going to be Williams. He gets it up top to Bennett. Bennett's guarded by Reese, so it looks like we're back to the starters. Oh, no, no. We got Armstrong in for Warner. So we got Armstrong, Reese, Weinberg, Ward, and France. That's going to be a long three by Ward. No good. West, and that's Reese with a rebound. He's got to get it over the timeline here, which he does. Over to Ward. Ward in the corner to Armstrong. Armstrong drives. He's shut down. He gets the top of the key. He looked inside. That's going to be a jump ball again on Ward.
Dubois got a timeout.
Timeout.
It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll take a short break. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
ESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick along with Brian Piscatelli. The Owls trail 46-30. No scoring yet in the fourth quarter. Only 30 seconds gone.
Yeah, so Dubois is going to inbound Owls in that full court press here. We got Weinberg and Ward up top along with France. Dubois gets it over the timeline. That's Williams. Williams looks into a cross court. That's a nice look. And that's going to be two more for Dubois. And that's number 33, Kenneth. So that's 48-30. So Owls back over on the offensive end here. We got Reese up top behind the back over to Ward. Ward down low to Armstrong. Armstrong up top to France. France drives inside amongst the trees. He passes, no good, and that's going to be another jump ball by Ward.
That one's going to stay there.
Yep, that'll stay with the Owls, and we're going to have Warner sub in for Armstrong. So now we're back to the original starters here with Warner, Reese, Weinberg, Ward, and France. Owls ball underneath. 6:53 to go in the game. Owls trailing by 18, 48-30. France having trouble getting it in, and it's turned over. West with the steal. Owls quickly back the other way. That's Bennett inside to Kenneth, and that's going to be an and one. So Kenneth's shot is up and good, and he's going to be fouled by Reese. Now it's 50-30, and it's really slipping here for the Owls as Dubois is up by 20.
It is. That's a third foul on Reese, first on the team. And Kenneth is going to have one at the line here. Daniel Marasco is going to come in for the first time tonight. He's coming in for Jake France. I think the coach is going to get some of these guys at some rest and get some players some time.
Yeah, they got they're young kids. They got a lot of resiliency. You know, got a quick turnaround on Friday again, but they're used to playing these two games a week like this. And so that's a good free throw there by Kenneth. He's got 5 points here in the second half, and now that's 51-30. Dubois 21-point lead. Ward down low to Marasco. Marasco takes a look back up top to Warner. Warner cross court over to Weinberg. Weinberg top of the key. He's looking over to Reese, right wing. Unfortunately, now we got a lot of just kind of standing around here offensively for the Owls. And now we got a long three by Warner. That's no good. Weinberg with another rebound. Weinberg takes a look inside. He's digging, and no good. But he gets his own rebound, puts it back, and it's good. So he can go to the line for three. So two more for Weinberg. Just a really nice game for Chase here.
It is. He was determined he was going to shoot that. He was fouled by Maddox Bennett, his first, the team's first.
So that stops the bleeding a little bit. 51-32. That was an 8-0 run there by Dubois. And that free throw is good by Weinberg. So 51-33. With six to go here. Bradford's still pressing. Dubois gets it. Not quite. Now they're over the timeline. They get it down in the corner to Bennett. Bennett back up top to Williams. He fakes the three. He swings it over to Bennett. Bennett dribbles left in the corner. Back out to West.
West gives it up to Williams. Williams over to Thompson. And that's going to be another long three by Bennett. No good. Owls with a rebound. That's Ward coming back to Marasco. Over to Warner. Swings it to Weinberg. Weinberg takes a look. He's looking for somebody to set a screen here. Back up top to Ward. Back to Weinberg. Inside to Reese. Reese is going to cross-court bounce pass to Warner. That shot's no good. Marasco battling inside, but it's out of bounds. Going to be DuBois ball. Bradford ball. Okay, Bradford ball. Warner inbounds, top of the key to Reese. Reese going to drive right lane off the front of the rim. No good. And that's going to be a foul on Chase Weinberg.
That's going to be Chase's second foul and the team's second foul. I was doing a little research here. I was curious because Elk County was so good when they were here.
Yeah, yes, they were.
And I thought, you know, this DuBois team looks similar, except they're taller. Really.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I looked up their score from 6 days ago, and ECC even beat DuBois here by 14.
Wow. Yeah, that ECC, you know, that we were here for that night when they visited Y'all's Nest, and that's just a solid, solid ECC team. Again, they just keep reloading and reloading and reloading, and I don't believe they've lost yet.
I don't think so.
I think they're still undefeated. So I know the Owls, I think it might be the last game of the year down at ECC. That's going to be a long three by DuBois. That's no good. Weinberg with the rebound. He pushes it up ahead to Reese. Reese is going to force it here. He's going to go inside, up and under, and that's good, and he's going to go to the line. So that's two more for Talon. It's 51-35, and he's going to go to the free throw line and shoot one. See if he can duplicate what Weinberg did about 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, that's a second foul on West, Aiden West. Cam Thompson's the only player for DuBois. Reese makes the free throw in the three-point play.
So a little 6-0 run here for the Owls on two old-fashioned three-point plays by Weinberg and Reese. And it's now we've cut the lead to 15, 51-36. And the Owls apply a lot of pressure here. DuBois got to get it over. They're close to that 10, but they do get it over. They're going to set it back up, pull it back out. We got 4:19 to go with that 15-point lead. That's going to be top of the key for DuBois. That's a long three. No good. Long rebound. That's up to Marasco. Marasco inside. He's shut down. Weinberg off the... He was the trailer on the play, got the ball at the foul line. I thought they were going to call a travel on him. I know the DuBois coach wanted it. They didn't, so that's two for Weinberg. And, you know, now we're down 13, 38-51, and they get a little 8-0 run here for the Owls.
Yeah, Daniel Marasco with a real nice pass there to Chase.
So 3:40 to go here in the game. Owls playing pressure man-to-man D against DuBois here. You know, if I'm DuBois, I'm just going to keep passing the ball around and, you know, burn a lot of clock. But they seem to get impatient and want to throw up some three-pointers. And now this one, they get it inside to Kennis. And, you know, he's been a man inside here on the second half. And that point, that basket's good. He's going to go for the free throw line for one. So it's 38-53. Kennis at the line for one. Earlier this half, he did an and one and made it. So let's see if he does it again. That's no good. Weinberg with a rebound. Owls looking to push. Back up to Reese. Reese shut down. That's Weinberg. He's going to take a three, and that's good. You know, Weinberg doesn't shoot many threes.
But
that was a nice shot, top of the key. They let him have it. He took it, and it's 41-53. Owls down 12. But then quickly the other way, that's going to be Farrell, and that's going to be a timeout here. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll be back in one moment. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889. And Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick, along with Brian Piscatelli. 55-41, the Dubois Beavers lead over your Owls. The Owls not giving up, though. They're fighting and playing hard.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, you know, and they're going to play right to the final buzzer. That's just who they are. Doesn't matter the score. They're going to keep the, you know, just keep that going. It's going to be Bradford ball coming out of this. Like you said, we're down 14 with 3:01 on the clock to go. So it's going to be, we're coming out of the timeout with Ward, Reese, Warner, Weinberg, and Marasco. So we got Ward, top of the key. Gives it to Warner. They're looking inside to Reese. Nothing there. Cross court pass to Weinberg. Weinberg's going to drive back up top to Ward. Over to Reese. Dubois is guarding against that three-point line. It's going to be Weinberg. Is he going to take another one? Nope. Inside to Marasco. Marasco, he's going to try to back his guy in. Nice little bounce pass to Reese, but it's stolen away by Dubois. Dubois coming back the other way. Coach is holding up a hand. He's trying to get him to slow it down here, and I don't blame him. 2:20 to go. Dubois is going to try to burn as much clock as they can, because at some point here, the Owls may have to start to foul. So Dubois around the top of the key here. That's going to be Bennett over in the corner, and that's going to be a fake three. He's going to drive inside. That's going to be up and under, and that's good. And that's going to be Farrell for two more there. And that was 57-41.
Yeah, Dubois took almost a minute and worked it for a layup.
Yeah, Farrell, he spent a lot of time in that lane there. I thought we might be reaching a three-second call, but, you know, that's just not a call you see much anymore. And that's going to be a long three by Warner, and that's good. So Warner's starting to heat up a little bit. And it's 57-44 here with a minute and a half to go. Owl still pressing full court.
It's still that 13 points from the first quarter, Brian.
Yeah,
I mean, it's, you know.
They were down 16. Or no, 13. 23-10. And, you know, and then it's the first and the third quarter really is what got them.
Yeah.
You know, because they built that 16-point lead coming out of the third. So just the start of each half, that's going to be a foul on Reese with a minute 12. That's the fourth foul on the Owls, so they got to still have to give up one more before they send Dubois to the line here. So we got Ward, Warner, Weinberg, Reese, and Marasco on the court for the Owls.
That's four fouls on Reese. I think he's going to – no, Weinberg's going to come out for Carter Cawley's going to get a minute, yep. A little over a minute here.
Yep, Cawley in for a nice game for Chase there.
Yeah.
So Chase had 12, 14, 16, what, 19 points I got him for. Is that right, Rogue?
That is correct. 19 points, a lot of boards. I mean, just great effort.
Yeah. I mean, we don't – it's hard to track all the stats, just the two of us. But, you know, we don't track rebounds. But I definitely think this was a double-double performance
certainly,
by Chase here
certainly.
In tonight's game. You know, just under a minute to go here. Dubois just trying to burn as much clock as they can. West had an open three, but he just passed it up. They're going to keep just sending the ball around the outside. And I think the Owls are content to let him run out the clock here. I don't see them trying to foul intentionally. Dubois is going to kick it back out. Yeah, they're just going to work it for just potentially no shot at this point.
Yep.
Bennett in the corner.
The whole game I've been impressed with their crisp passes. Dubois is a very good, you know, disciplined program.
Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, I mean, coached well.
Yep, yep.
You know,
yeah, just a solid team. I mean, like you said, probably the second best team we saw against, you
oh,
know,
certainly.
We had ECC.
Yep.
This is probably that second best team that we saw the Owls play. But unfortunately, the Owls are going to fall here, 57-44 here at the Owls Nest. You know, so we'll be back here in a few moments. We'll tally up the final stats. We'll review the game, so give some final thoughts here. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick alongside Brian Piscatelli. Tonight's final score is the DuBois Beavers 57 and your Bradford Owls 44 in a District 9 league matchup. Now, the Owls came out a little slow at the beginning, Brian, and they kind of played even the rest of the way,
Yeah.
But
we've seen that in a few games. Yep. You know, we have seen that where that first quarter kind of gets them, you know, or maybe the second quarter. But one of those first two quarters kind of get them. Unfortunately, today was that first quarter. You know, they dug that 13-point deficit. You know, they battled back in the second. But, you know, we had to win that third quarter. That was key coming out of the locker room, and we didn't. We lost that third quarter 12-7. So, you know, DuBois was able to extend that lead by 5 more points. And then, you know, gets us to that final that you mentioned, 57-44. So I'll hit the DuBois scores. Then, okay. Rogue, you can do the Bradford summary here. DuBois was led by Bennett. He had 18. That's one more than he had down when Bradford was in DuBois. He had 17 down there. So he scored 35 points against the Owls in those two games right there. Farrell had 6. Thompson had 11. It's worth noting that Bennett had 5 threes. Thompson had 3 threes. West had 3. Williams had 4. Corley had 2. And Kenneth, he had a nice game there inside for DuBois with 13. That rounds him out to 57.
Yeah, they were tough. Chris passing, good stuff all night long from DuBois. So your Owls were led tonight by Chase Weinberg with 19 and followed up by Talon Reese with 9. Brendan Warner with 7. Jake France with 7. And Adam Ward with 2. 44 points, not enough. You know, you usually have to get to 60. But good effort by the Owls coming off the big win the last game against Port Allegheny. The final score tonight is DuBois 57, Bradford 44. So we're going to be back on the air. Friday night we'll be here from the Owls Nest when the Lady Owls, I think they are going to take on
Brookville on Friday night. The final score here is 44, Bradford, DuBois 57. For my broadcast partner, James Patrick, and our producer and engineer, Igor, I'm Brian Piscatelli. This has been Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.